Proverbs 29, let's look at another group. Look at verse 3. Whoso loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father, but he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance. Hey, you want to make a bad spending decision? Harlots. This is a bad, kind of similar to the luxury category. It's a fleeting thing. It's a momentary part of pleasure, yet it's very expensive. And you want to talk about people spending money, it's spending money on company with harlots. There's a parable about this, isn't there? There's two sons, and one asks for his inheritance before the time, and then what does he do? He wastes it on what? Riotous living. On basically just being with harlots, just boozing it up, spending the money. And you want to talk about some of the biggest industries in the world today, industries that are making so much money, they're all about sin. Sin is expensive. Sin is costing people so much money. You want to know why so many people are poor? Sin, literally. Sin is an expensive habit. I looked at some statistics. When it comes to fornication or men that are with prostitutes, it's a $14.6 billion industry in the United States per year. It's estimated that $14.6 billion are spent on prostitution in America every year. Not only that, $13.33 billion on looking at stuff on the internet or movies or all just that genre. We're talking about billions of dollars being spent on this industry. In fact, the amount of money spent on prostitution, think about this from a daily perspective, it's $40 million a day. In the United States, $40 million a day is spent on that sin, specifically. It's bleeding people's pockets, okay? You want to lose a lot of money? That. How about some other things that are similar? Because talking about just spending money on sin, you know, company with harlots, riotous living, what are other activities that are similar to this where you're just wasting money? How about cigarettes? How about smoking? In 2017, there was 249 billion cigarettes sold in the United States. That's a lot of cigarettes that were smoked. In fact, 2018, companies that sell tobacco or cigarettes products spent $9.06 billion in advertising alone. And if you're spending that much money in advertising, you're bringing in more than that. That's not even to make the product. They're literally spending over $9 billion just advertising cigarettes, tobacco, products, and whatever. According to statistics in America, over $300 billion are spent in healthcare-related costs due to smoking. It's not only costing people the money to buy the cigarettes, it's costing just our healthcare system in general $300 billion. In fact, there is an article, I can't even believe it, but they calculated how much money, people that smoke on a regular basis, and I don't know how they calculated what that means, but just people that smoke, they calculated how much money it cost them for their life. It says if you smoke, you will cost yourself $1.4 million. Now, I was just like, what in the world? They're saying on all the money you spend for the cigarettes, they said on the amount of money you'll lose in your career because you smoke, and all the healthcare-related costs that are associated with it, they said you'll literally lose $1.4 million just by being a smoker. That's an expensive habit. And, I don't know how they came up with these statistics, but, hey, It's possible to have to spend that much money in healthcare costs. It's possible that, you know, it may cause you to not get a promotion at work. I mean, I've been working with people lots of times where they take a smoke break every 15 minutes. And I'm thinking like, what in the world? And they need that. And they get mad at their employer if they're not on a smoke break constantly. And there's certain jobs where you can't take a 15-minute break every hour or something like that. And so maybe they're missing out on promotions. They're missing out on other labor and activity. And look, if you're missing out on a $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 promotion over a period of 20, 30 years, that adds up quick. And we're talking about not only that, talking about the healthcare costs, all the money they spend on cigarettes. And you want to talk about something that's taxed heavily, cigarettes. Sin is taxed heavily. Not only just cigarettes, how about casinos? Uh-oh. They calculated how much money per American is spent at casinos, and it says every American spends $261 a year on gambling or casino-related expenses. Now, most, I don't even gamble, okay? So I'm spending zero. It's just saying, like, for every person, they're spending that. Now, people that live in Nevada, it's different. So they calculated just every American, it's $261. For people that live in Nevada, they average spend $5,000 a year on casinos. They average, okay? Now, this was a really weird statistic, but people bet on all kinds of sporting events all the time. They calculated how much money was wagered or gambled on the NCAA tournament, just in like the last year or one of the last years, just on the tournament alone. So we're not talking about all sporting events. We're talking about one event of March Madness where they have all the basketball tournament and they have all these college kids playing. $8.5 billion were gambled on just that tournament alone. You want to talk about people losing money? I mean, this is insane. How about alcohol? Alcohol is a $68 billion industry a year. And they state that heavy drinkers spend on average $800 a month on alcohol. Talk about losing money. Talk about just wasting money on stupid, silly things. Look, and you say, well, why are people poor? Well, because they're smoking and drinking and going to the casino and they're hiring prostitutes. I mean, how do you have money for anything else? And typically they don't, do they? They get the welfare to provide for all their other needs because every dollar they get is going to these vices, isn't it? How about just drugs? Illicit drugs, $150 billion a year on illicit drugs is spent in America. Look, it's insane. People are wasting so much money on things they don't need. Just frivolous things on sin, and sin will cost you so much money. Being righteous will actually preserve you. Hey, you're not spending all kinds of money on casinos and drinking and cigarettes and drugs and fornication and all these things. You're going to have a lot of money for other stuff, right? So that's why we preach against, that's another benefit of preaching against sin, is it'll save you money. Sinning less will save you money. Literally.